So, I don't know, it's been 10 years maybe? 8, 10 years? A long time. We're going to have Andre from Haiti come and speak to us. And what I tell people here, and I don't even know if Andre knows this, but Chuck Smith, the head of the Calvary Chapel movement, is well known and appreciated by thousands of people across America, hundreds and hundreds of churches here and internationally. And, you know, after I went to Haiti I realized that Andre's the Chuck Smith of Haiti. You know, he's just well known, appreciated. He's given years and years of service and dedication. He's an attorney. He helped minister to people that needed help legally. He runs orphanages. He runs Bible schools. When all the pastors gathered for their yearly Bible conference in January, you could tell there was a great respect, appreciation for Andre and his wife, Jocelyn. And so we're so glad she can join us, because it's been 3 years or so since you've been here. And so we're just really appreciative of what God has done through Andre. And every year he comes and gives us an update on what's happening in the, I don't know if it's still the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, but close, right? And, you know, it's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, Haiti, still is. And there's a lot of need there because of the things that have happened over the years, and judgments and government and all kinds of stuff. And so, but I saw the gospel flourishing through the efforts of Andre and others, where the word of Jesus is starting to have an impact on the country. At least that's what I saw. So, Andre, welcome.
Thank you so much, Pastor Lee, and I'm very happy to be here with you this evening to share once more the ministry we've been doing in Haiti this time. And I am with my wife, Jocelyn. She's there, but last year I didn't bring her with me. And now we have decided to have her at different places, different years, because the plane ticket is very expensive for both of us together to travel. So that's why we try to take her with me some places, and some other places we cannot take her. But we are happy to have her this part of the country this year, and glad to have her with me. This is Jocelyn, my wife. And I told you, I'm very happy to be here with you. And at the same time, I'm very unhappy to be with you. This part of the year, and I was talking to a lady I'm staying with, and I told her this afternoon that I would like God to give me a new physical rebirth. That is, I would like to be reborn physically again. And the lady, just like you, some of you, she went bare legs. Her legs, she had nothing on them, but she had to cover me on the couch, our so-called. That's my body. My body could not take it as you do, like this man there. What I'm telling you, he's somebody. But anyway, you have to understand, I come from a different climate. But one thing also I would like to tell you, though I didn't like the cold in this part of the country, wherever I go, I like the food. I am given. So, if I had to choose between the two, I would rather come to choose the food. And I'm not going to keep you long. I enjoyed Pastor Lee when he came to Haiti. We had a very good time. I think that he enjoyed the time he had spent with us. And the people love his ministry. You know, he's a good speaker. So, our congregation enjoyed his ministry with us in Haiti. But now we just come to tell you about what we have done. We kept on working in Haiti to promote the Lord's work. You know that we had an earthquake in Haiti that has destroyed many churches and schools. We were on the process of repairing school and churches. We have a pastor that went to Haiti when he saw the need in Haiti. He started to, he had the conviction that he should be involved in helping us doing the work in Haiti, because the people are not able to provide funds to do the reconstruction of the building. Every year, he came with a team to do some work. And he started with a church in Mariani, put the roof. Now, those people are meeting in that church. Not only they are meeting in the church, they are bringing more souls into the kingdom of God in that church. So, we appreciate that, and every other year, he took a team. Last year, he took a team, he went to the church in Carrefour du Fort, where there are a lot of people there, great population, and but the people are serving evil spirit. They have problem with the power of the devil. One girl, I think I said that last year, was going to school. But she was intelligent, smart. But in Haiti, when you are smart, and when other parents have your children who are not too smart, you pass them, you go over them, you get better grade than their children. They go to witch doctor to keep you from doing what you're doing. And that girl, she was going to a high school with another girl, they were friends. And her mother gave, the other girl, her friend, the mother of that friend gave her something to give to her friend in order to disturb her so that she would not be able to get advanced over her daughter. And that girl got sick. She was possessed of the devil. I'm going to say things you don't have mind to believe and understand, but I hope this time you get saved and converted to believe what I'm going to say, because it is true. That girl was staying at a place called Cow 44, and they sold her to a witch doctor at a place called Gonaive, which is about a distance about 150 miles away from where she used to live. She testified, while she was at home, and her body was at home, but her spirit was in that place in Gonaive, about 150 miles away. She knew her existence in her body and in her spirit. It is hard for you with American mind to believe what I'm saying. You may doubt it. It is your privilege, because I would doubt it too if I were not a Haitian. But as I am a Haitian, I cannot doubt it, because I know it is true. But one thing, if you would like to go to Haiti, as I am inviting you, whenever you feel like going to visit us, I can take you and have that girl. Maybe if you want to go to her place in Cow 44, or I can bring her in Cow 4, where I'm living, where you'll be staying if you go to Haiti. You will see her and talk to her. She'll tell you. That's not something we make up. That's a fact. You are very blessed that you don't have to go through all those problems here in this country. This is one of the reasons that make us so poor. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 29 and 27, it tells you God bless people who follow Him. The people who are serving evil spirit, they are cursed. That's what happened to our people. We serve the devil, we are cursed. But thank God, the people, though we are living in a poor country, those people who serve the Lord, despise the devil worship, though they are very poor, they consider themselves as blessed people. Because those who don't have Jesus are worse than those who are serving the Lord. So, this is one of the reasons why we have to come here to share our problem with you, hoping that you will take a thought to help us. Now, this is the reason why I come to you. We find that in Matthew 25, verse 31-46. I don't have time to read it because I know it will be too long to speak on it, but you know what it is. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. It is a story, what they call a parable. You know about it? Jesus gave to his disciples. He said, in the last days, what they call the last judgment, and Jesus will make the judgment of the nations. All the nations. It is not the judgment of the church. It is the judgment of the nations. He said, in the last day, Jesus, all the nations will appear before Jesus. He will have to judge them. Verse 46. He said, when they come before him, there will be different people. There will be American, Canadian, Haitian, everybody. African nation, they will appear before the Lord for judgment. He will put some he will call sheep. He put them on the right hand side. And the others he called goats. He will put them on the left hand side. When the sheep came before him, he said, good and faithful servant, come and inherit the kingdom I have prepared for you from the beginning of the world. Why? I was hungry. You gave me something to eat. I was thirsty. You gave me drink. I was a stranger. You took me in. I was in prison, you visited me, and so on. But those sheep answered him and said, oh Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you? When did we see you thirsty and gave you drink? When were you a stranger? We took you in, and so on. Jesus said, the Master said to them, when you did those things, feeding those the least, the one of the least, those who were despised, the despised one, when you did those things to them, you did it to me. And he went to the one on the left, he called goat. He said, I was thirsty, you didn't give me drink. I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was in prison, you didn't visit me, and so on. The goat were already frustrated. He said, when did we saw you hungry? We never saw you. We never met you in any occasion. How can you say that to us? He said, when those in need, they needed your help, you did not help them. It was me who did not help. And you know the reward he gave to those who were sheep, and the punishment he gave to those who were goats. Now, why did he call some sheep and others goats? You have to know the distinction. Really, they will not be goats. They will not be sheep. The sheep are animals. The goats are animals, but he will be talking to people, human beings. But even using what they call a metaphor. A metaphor is a word we use for some thing or some people to mean another person, to mean a different thing. What they say, that not what they mean, what they want to say, but they say thing that had the same qualification than the name you give them. When he said sheep, the sheep, why? You call them sheep? Because the sheep always obey the master. They follow the master. In John 10, Jesus said, verse 10, he said, the sheep follow me. Wherever I go, they follow me. But the goats are rebellious. They don't want to follow. If you put them in the pasture there, and you will see them trying to jump the fence and go out. When they jump and they go out and they find problem, they may meet the wolf. They may get killed. That is, the goats are always in danger. But the sheep are always have refuge. They always have shelter because they follow the master. They follow the shepherd. So, what I come to let you remember, to remind you, is that you and I, we are servants of the Lord. We must work together to win souls for the Lord. And I appreciate your help. We have children who are in school, who could not go to school to Haiti. We have 21 elementary schools. But those schools, we have to find money to pay the teachers. But some of them, all the children, cannot pay. Their parents have no money to pay for their tuition. We came here and we told our problem, and some people began to help some children with $25 a month. Now those children are going to school. And they are having an education. But without your help, you have to understand, they will not be able to finish school, finish their education, to make a living. Haiti is very poor. But when you have an education in Haiti, you will not be rich, but you will be able to make a living. So, we appreciate everything you have done for those kids to help them out. And without Pastor Lee, and I didn't know him, it was a girl who was really willing to have me fight church to speak in, who called Pastor Lee and asked him if he could invite me to let me speak to his congregation. So Pastor Lee accepted that, and for one time, but it seemed it tend to be forever. I am here with you, and you helping me, and you are helping those children. That's a big thing. You have to understand. And also, I told you about the churches, broken churches, churches that are collapsed at the earthquake. We didn't know what to do with them. Here, I understand this place doesn't belong to you. But when you meet here, you enjoy yourself. But in Haiti, if you don't have it, you cannot meet in a church. You have to have the church. If after the earthquake, some building, church building, fell down, and they had to put some tent, put some roof, tent roof. But those churches during those times, when they have sun beaming on the roof, tent roof, it is so hot. he had to dismiss the church on Sunday about 10 o'clock. It's too hot. But when somebody come over, try to help us with building a roof over the head of the people to have them to worship the Lord, that one of the greatest blessings you could make. In the last days, when you met with Jesus, he said, I was with all the church to worship the Lord. You came and provide a church building. Come and rejoice with me. So I come to tell you, you know that already, the ministry, it is not one man's ministry. This is the Lord's ministry. In order to get that job done, we have to work together. We may not agree on everything. That's human way of life. We will not agree on everything. But when we don't agree on everything, but we have to have understanding in order to comprehend one another. One thing, when I come here, every time we come here, and Pastor Lee had me to speak, and they always took a collection for me. But that collection, that's what I use to help me pay my transportation on the plane. Ticket plane, I have to go to different places. You understand then that I'm getting too old to walk from here to Haiti. When you help me pay my ticket, that is a blessing. That is, without you, your help, I am unable to do the ministry in Haiti. Because the people in Haiti cannot support a pastor. Maybe you may find it a little bit strange. Instead of for the people, I mean, in some churches support the pastor because they are better off. And instead of supporting the pastor, they expect the pastors to support them because they are not working. This is their thinking. The pastor drive a car. I mean, some pastors, not every pastor, some pastor possess a car. But most of them cannot even ride a bicycle. If they have to go to church, they have to go on foot. So they think the pastor is better than they are. The pastor should be able to support them. It's a different story. But as we come here to tell you about our need and you support us sometime on a monthly basis because we have need to meet too. But unless we get some people helping us here, we cannot meet our needs. So this is why, and I want to tell you, I appreciate your letting me come every year to share our need with you and have you to help me as ever you can. Without people help, not only Haiti, the poor countries, underdeveloped countries, cannot do much. I think Pastor Lee can tell you that. He's been in Africa. You will see the problem the people are facing. And I know without his helping them in some way, there are many things they cannot do. So, tonight I'm not going to spend more time with you. We have to do our best to teach our children the best way possible. And we have people who have been helping us with the building. I'm going to show some slides, some DVD on the work they've been helping us doing. And we're still coveting your help. And education is the way of prosperity in our time. If there's no education, people will really get down. Some places, and they don't give a good education, but some they do. You know, in some churches, when they are going to, they want a pastor, they make deputation to get a new pastor. That is, they have many people, many candidates come speak, so that depending on the church, the deacon or the board of the church will choose the one they want for pastor. That pastor went to as a candidate, but before he spoke, he told the leaders, so you would like to see the Sunday school class, to attend the Sunday school class. They led him to a class, and there were students there, and they were doing the lesson. But he said, I want to ask a question to the student. He asked the student, and would you tell me who broke down the Jericho walls, the wall of Jericho, who broke it down? And some student began to tremble. He repeated, he said, could you tell me who destroyed the Jericho wall? And I think the one was more brave, said, trembling, it wasn't I. The pastor was a little bit astonished. What's going on? You don't learn anything? But after you finish with the Sunday school, you went to the deacon and the board, whoever they were. He told them, do you know that this morning I was at a Sunday school class and I asked the student who broke down the wall of Jericho? They all say it wasn't they. And the board, the head board, said to the pastor, I am sorry, sir. Whoever did it, it will be one of our students who are ready to repair it. Will repair it. That is to tell you, my point is, without good teaching, and people will not advance in life. When we come here, while people have been helping us, helping students with schooling, I want you to know that we appreciate you, that, and we thank you very much. I don't have to quote you by name, but you know who you are. And the Lord knows that you are doing His job. Now, this year we brought some sponsorship. And form, but we don't have the pictures made. If there are some people who would like to support a child who have not supported a child, who would like to support a child, I will give you a sheet of form to fill out, and you put on the sheet whether it is boy or girl, and when we get that at home, we'll send you with address information you want, and we'll send you a picture of the sex you have chosen, boy or girl, and that will be a great help. Anybody also who would like to take a trip to Haiti, we invite you to come. Maybe wherever you will go there, you will see the need. Maybe the Lord may put on your heart to help with construction, with whatever. But what I want you to know, I'm going to show some pictures through a DVD, and which is 7 minutes for children in school and 10 minutes for adults. I know you know me. When I start talking, I don't stop. But what happened to him? It's too long? Okay, maybe we'll use for the men. We'll use the adult. We'll not show the children. And it's too late. No, I finish.
Okay.
I'm done.
I took up the DVD over there. Mm-hmm. So the one girl that was smart, she got voodooed
witch doctored by the mother of the other girl,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the way that they voodooed her is the mother, the wicked mother, gave her daughter something to give to the smart girl, which was cursed,
mm-hmm.
and she brought it into her home.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was in her home, the curse of the demons that had been conjured up by the witch doctor started to plague and sicken the smart girl who had been cursed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you know this girl. Is she set free from the demons now?
She's saved.
So you didn't tell us how she got uncursed. What happened? So she gets sick. Her mother doesn't know what's going on. So tell us the rest of the story while we get this.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
That girl, she got sick. She been possessed of the devil. And the devil tormented her. Sometimes she had to fall on the floor, rolling all over the floor. And the church people, Pastor Dickinson in Leogan, and the people with him, they went and prayed for her, laid a hand on her in Jesus' name. But it did not happen easily. It took a lot of time. They prayed for her, and that the devil seemed to leave and came back again. But they kept on praying for her. They kept on praying for her. I don't know whether it was within 4 or 5 days, but after many days, one day, the devil that was possessing that girl said through prayer and singing, and so he said, "I am hot. I cannot stay here. I cannot stay here. Too hot for me." And it threw the girl on the floor. She been rolling all over the floor and stood up and said, "Where am I? Where am I?" Because she lost her consciousness, but now the Holy Spirit cast out this demon. She has her consciousness back. Thank you for reminding me, because that was the best part of it.
The people prayed with her. She received Jesus.
She's going in the church. She's not the only one. We have the other girl. We have another girl also, possessed by the devil, depossessed by the Holy Spirit. They are walking in the church. And those girls, they are doing evangelization. They are preaching the gospel in Haiti, and the people know what they've been through. And many of them came to the Lord because of them.
Yeah, praise God. Yeah, and you know what he said? Exactly the same thing that I hear in Sudan about what the witch doctors do. And in fact, we've posted on our website the entire interview that I had with the Sudanese chaplains about, you know, their experiences with demon possession. It's on our website in the YouTube section. You can go listen to it. But you know, there's a real Satan. And there's a real God. And we can be very thankful that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. But a lot of people are under the sway of the devil Satan because they don't have Jesus. And they're ruling the world today. A lot of these demoniacs are just they're messing the world up. And just like Haiti has gotten messed up by demoniacs serving Satan, it seems like our country is going that way too. Father, we thank you for Andre and Jocelyn and just how you've used them. And so many people are saved in Haiti, in a dark nation, Lord, that is being set free by the light of your gospel going in. And again, by all the Americans you've touched their hearts, those in Kansas and others that throughout the country here have helped to minister, to allow the gospel to flourish and to start setting people free. We're just so thankful that for that young girl that had been demon-possessed. Had it not been for Christians, she'd still be under the power of the wicked one, but she's set free, Lord, by people who loved her enough to pray and devote days of prayer for her that she could be set free. And Father, we pray that as Andre and Jocelyn continue to travel, that you'd bless and protect them and send them back to Haiti with a gift from us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.